This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Apple has released new information on how often the U.S. government is asking for data on its users. Apple said it's had between 4,000 and 5,000 requests for user data between December of 2012 through last month. Over that six-month period, it says between 9 and 10,000 accounts or devices were affected by the requests. The company says it's been authorized by the government to put out that information. Microsoft and Facebook released their own numbers. Joining us now is Gant Redman, general counsel at the cybersecurity firm Co3 Systems. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
So 4 to 5,000 requests from December through May. Is this a lot of requests?
Given the amount of data available from Apple, given the number of users, I think it's remarkably small, to tell you the truth.
Does that mean, do you think you expect us to hear about a lot more requests, about many more requests and many more accounts being impacted?
I certainly would not be surprised. It could be that the authorities have the old standbys to go to and haven't delved into these other places so much. I can imagine that changing.
How much do we learn from Apple telling us these numbers? It seems great that we're getting some numbers from them, but does that tell us much?
It's in the best interest of the company to be able to explain to their consumers, you know, exactly what they're doing and when. You don't want to have an adversarial relationship or create concern with those who are providing to your bottom line. I think we've seen companies try to articulate exactly in what circumstances they would release information, for example, requiring a warrant, requiring a court order. These are things that are going to be very important to these corporations to do for their consumer base. You do not want to make these folks uncomfortable.
Gant Redman is general counsel for Co3 Systems. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Ben.